being your finest. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with thought for today. Being your finest. All through life, we attempt to be our finest. We want to be the finest person that we can be. We want to be the nicest person we can be. We want to be the most thoughtful person we could ever be. We want to be the finest that we could ever be. Be your finest. Being your finest is a very simple thing. You do not think before you act. You do it intuitively. You do it inspirationally. You do it as an illumined being. You be your finest self as your illumined being. Now, what is the most natural thing for all of us to do? The most natural thing, seemingly, for all of us to do is what we have been trained to do all of our lives. What we've been trained to think about, what we've been trained to act upon, how we've been trained to live our lives. What are our values? What are the values that we have that cause us to be the type of people we are? Are we thoughtful, loving people? It doesn't matter what sort of background you come from. You may come from the most primitive tribe in the universe. You may come from a tribe of people who are space people. We always like to play with that. You can come from a group of people who have had no bringing up. Had no bringing up at all. You may come from a group of people who sort of scrounge and get by. Or you may come from the most delicate society, the most sophisticated society that we can think about. It doesn't matter. All have values. All have respect of themselves and respect of everyone in their world. All would treat everyone else exactly as they would treat themselves. Being your finest just means being who you are. Now, if you were your finest, would you ever want to hurt yourself? No, not really. Would you ever want to cheat yourself out of anything or lie to yourself? Oh my, to lie to ourselves is a terrible thing. If we lie to ourselves, we kick ourselves around the block. We think terrible thoughts. We think we cannot do this. Everyone knows right through us. They can see that we're lying to ourselves because that's how we have valued ourselves. We value our word. We value our attitudes. We value whoever it is that we are. We value that. We may not think that we value that, but we do. A parent says to a child, "You know better than that." And the child says, "Yeah, but they weren't nice," or this, trying to find extenuating circumstances. But there's never an extenuating circumstance for not being nice. There's never an extenuating circumstance for not being the very finest that we can be at all times. Now, you know better than that. That phrase has been given down to children throughout all time. You know better than that. But now, what about Daddy? Does he know better than that? Mommy, does she know better than that? What about the neighbor lady, the neighbor man, the neighbor children? Do they know better than that? Were they brought up with the same values that we were brought up? We have within us values that we were not brought up with. They are within us. They're values that make us into what we call human beings. Now, human beings respect each other. Human beings respect human beings. Human beings, they respect that human beings would act in a certain way. They say that's inhuman. That's an unhuman way to act. And by saying that, They're saying that there are some values, there are some attitudes that transcend the physical learning process, that transcend the father-parent, the mother-daughter's learning situation. It transcends those attitudes. It's just the right thing to do. In any family, is it right for the children to take care of each other? Is it true in any family that they want to stick together? Is it true in any family that they want to love each other? Is it true in any family that they respect each other? Is it true in any family that the family comes first? These are values. These are attitudes of mind and attitudes of being that are human attitudes. And these human attitudes are so beautiful and so profound and so magnificent and so unbelievable. People just follow them. They just live them because that's being your finest. And when you're being your finest, you're being that which you truly are instinctively, intuitively within yourself. And there's no way of getting around it. Now, we don't have to teach those values. We don't have to teach those instinctive, intuitive awarenesses that we are. We expect them, and in that respect we are teaching them. We expect them to be followed. We expect them to be lived. We expect them to be revealed. But now you say, well, all right, now I'm going to be my spiritually divine person, my illumined person, my absolute person. Well, I recommend you let that alone. I recommend you let that sort of thing alone as long as you plan to be a human being. As long as you plan to live on the human level, forget the absolute concepts. Because they are, and they exist, and they will always be there. But if you want to live a human life, then you need to know and be aware of and live within the boundaries of your human attitudes. And living within the boundaries of your human attitudes, you do certain things that in absolute thinking would not be relative. Interesting word, relative. Because on the absolute level, all is. On the absolute level, there is nothing to change. On the absolute level, there is no human. On the absolute level, humans are not even existing, because all is, and all is now, and all is perfect, and all is fulfilled in every way. But let's remain on our human level and think about being a human being, being an ideal human being, being our very finest. And our very finest, it has a nobility about it. It has a desirability about it. It has an action that takes place by those who are the most beautiful. They had a wedding recently of the royal couple in England. And the young man was a young man, he was a prince. And he was born of Princess Diane and Prince Charles. And as he was born of these parents, he was born into royalty. Well, now, he could have been a very flippant young man in this present age, because he did get out into society and with his other peoples, with his subjects. But somehow, the purity and the truth of his being a royal person could be seen by everyone who looked at him. His visage was so lovely, so marvelous. He is truly a kingly being. And this will be seen as he takes the the role someday of being a king. Now, whether his father will do it first or whether his grandmother will continue living in that state for a long, long time, who knows. But he is ready. He is, you might say, divinely appointed to this role. He is being his very finest. Oh, there are moments he may slip, but these moments are not done in public. These moments are in public. He wears the role of a prince, and he wears it very beautifully. What do people say about you and about me? Do they say that we wear our role of being a lovely human being in a beautiful way? Do they say that we live our values so beautifully that we're being our finest? Does the world look at us and say, we're pretty good? Now that's just fine. The next question is, do I look at myself and say, I am being my finest? I am being my very finest. Am I looking at myself and seeing that at all times, and this is not just in the public, at all times, at all thoughts, every thought I think, every action I do, everything I am, is a reflection of my finest, my very best. You don't have to be a prince to have that quality about yourself. You don't have to be a princess or a queen or a king or some royal, dignified person to do that. Anyone can. The young man, in his graciousness, in his qualities of fineness, would be at home in any society. He would be at home in any place. But he is like the queen who walks into the room, and all the world says, the queen is here, stand up. The queen is here, be on your best report. That young man, the prince is here. And that's how we act in the presence of a prince. Not because he's better than we are, not because the queen is better than we are, but they are living and acting their finest, their absolute finest. And to be the finest that they can be doesn't take a lot of effort, because they're living their real nature. And when we live our real nature, when I live my real nature, it's not a difficult thing. It's a very wonderful, positive, dramatic, dynamic thing. It's something where it says, hey, all's right with the world. Everything's going just great. Everything is beautiful. I say that for myself. I live my life under all circumstances to be my finest. And as I live to be my finest, I live to be the very essence, the very ultimate of everything that is important in my life. Being my finest, I am as the prince. I am as that beautiful being. I am as the evidence is all around me. So this day I choose to be my finest. And as I choose to be my finest, I am indeed my finest. And my finest is the most beautiful, the most wonderful, the most excellent being that I could ever want to be. And I say of myself, it is done now. And so it is. Have a lovely day. And let your values, let your finest always be shining forth. I choose to make that my choice, to let my finest and my best always shine forth and be that which I am at all times. Have a lovely day. I love you. I love you. I love you.